This edition of The Un is brought to you by the good people of Tweaked Audio. Check it. If you are in need of bomb headphones to listen to that dope music that gets you going, or if you would just like to get some as a gift, go to the good people at Tweaked Audio at tweakedaudio.com. Be sure to put in the code IDS. That will allow you to get 33% off your entire purchase and receive free shipping worldwide on some of the best and most durable headphones in the business. You also get a lifetime warranty. So that means when you crank out to that cut that you love and your phone goes flying out your pocket, rips the headphones out your ears, and your next two steps smashes your headphones, yes, package it up, send it back to Tweaked Audio, and they'll send you a brand new pair. It's just that easy, folks. Tweaked Audio, do it. Bitches.
It's the baby. Check it out. Let's go!
You're in tune to the new routine. New podcast putting artists on the scene. Unsigned hype sounding oh so nice. Is the boy redhead? Keep the dubs all right. About to make your neck hurt. Drew Baby and Big B bring the pressure. Courtesy of IDS Network. All y'all know when the clock just froze and you want something dope, it's the start of the show. Let's go! It's the baby.
I'm turned up, y'all. Hey, y'all. Wrong show. What's up, y'all? This is your girl, Drew Baby, and I am turned up in this studio. We got a good cranking-ass show for you today. I'm excited about my guest and news and things that I have for my unmentionables. I do not do this alone. Oh, to my man Big B. I'm talking about your man Big B. How you doing, boo?
What's going on, peoples?
Everything is everything. Yes. So, we are going to get into it. You know what? We got some new music and things that I know that me and B been listening to. So, I want you to let my listeners know, what's in your rotation, B?
Ooh, you know what? The rotation is all over the place.
Yes, mine.
Because is. I got into one of my flipping moods.
Of course.
So I was flipping through a bunch of stuff. I have, Prine is in there. Mm. I have Eric Robeson, The Box, is in there. I have.
Sorry, y'all got four out of my bag.
I have.
That box be cranking.
That box is.
That box be cranking.
It grows on you very, very, very quick.
Very quick.
And I love it.
It's instantaneous.
And I love it for that.
Boom! Big word, y'all. Big word alert.
How about that? And I cannot remember what else is in my life. But that's what's being flipped the most between us two.
Okay. Cool. No doubt. For me, the box is one. I've been on some Slum Village for the last couple of months now. Slum Village, Fantastic, Volume 2. I am looking for it in instrumental. R.I.P. J. Dilla. Also, I was turned on to a hopeful artist guest. What was it? About a week, two, three weeks ago, and I just got an opportunity to listen to him this week. And when I tell you, this young man here, his name is Samuel Prather. He is from around this area. He performs at the Lounge, 18th Street, that is. This dude is awesome, friggin' sauce. Everything, all of it. Also, I had some Erykah Badu, some New America. Like, New America, with me, New America gave me life. It resuscitated the old Erykah Badu. Not saying that artists aren't supposed to reinvent themselves and sound different, but it was such a refresher to hear her go back to her Badu-ism, mama's gun type of flow, music, whatever. Anyway, so that is it. That is what's in my rotation. We have a couple of months worth of artists that you may not have known came out, and those that are coming out, okay? And this is also, word of mouth and some definite. So, you know, you do the research on what I give you and you go from there. Okay. Starting from February 2015, we got Earth Gang, Shallow Graves for Toys, Smoke Dizza, Hustlers Catalog, Mr. Shadow and Rascal, Street Bangers, Tona, Carpe Diem, T. Feelie, Star, and I hope I'm saying these things right, but whatever. Shuko, For the Love of It, Kid Ink, Full Speed, Cannibal Ox, Blade of the Ronin, Soulja Boy, Loyalty, Mod Sun, Look Up, Lil Snoop, rest in peace, Lil Snoop. He was with Meek Mills and them. RNIC2, Jonesboro, I'm sorry. Schoolie D, Saturday Night, The Album, Rich Gang, Rich Gang 2. Naturally 7, Hidden in Plain Sight, Glasses Malone, GH2, Life Ain't Nothing But. Drake, if you're reading this, it's too late. That shit is so funny, real quick. The memes on that, if you're reading this, it's too late shit, is hilarious. But anyway, Barrel Bass, Animal, OG Mako, 15, Flip, Reflections, Trade the Truth, Against Everything, GR, Spazzing Out, Ghostface Killer, Bad, Not Good, Sour Soul, Chief Keef, Feed the Streets, Lord, geez, somebody feed his ass, right, yeah. Slim Thug, Hog Life, The Beginning, wow, okay, right, Mega Rain, and Storyville, Soul Veggies, that's interesting, I've never heard of them, but the title of the record alone makes me want to investigate. Joey Fats, Ill Street Blues. Okay. Jaron Benton, Slow Motion. Mark Steele, History Repeats EP. Dimrick, Losing Focus. Big Sean, Dark Sky Paradise. The Regiment and Cyanitis Tempo. S.O.U.L. In parentheses, Souls Sound of Us Living. Roosh William, Unorthodox, Chris Brown and Tyga, Fan of a Fan, The Album, Volley, The Wall, Drew Dave, Synth Based, that sounds like some type of technotronic type of deal, but anyway, Totem, Pride EP, MC Tree, Trap Genius, Malik B, and Mr. Green, Unpredictable, Fashawn, The Ecology, Crazy Bone, Chasing the Devil, The Mafia 6, Watch What You Wish, Tuxedo, DJ EFN, Another Time, Cannibal Ox, Blades of Ronin, again, I guess it got pushed up, Barrel Bass, Animal, Freddie Gibbs, Pronto, Mod Sun, once again, must got pushed up, Look Up, King Lil G, 90s Kid, Mellow Music Group, Persona, Nicki Minaj, The Prof. The Profile, Nicki Minaj.
Music group,
really? Really? You gotta hit me, man. Empire. The soundtrack. The original soundtrack from season 1. I can dig it. I enjoyed the music from Empire. Some of the things were catchy and commercial. And then there was Jamal. I liked his music. Webby. Money Good. Tech 9. Special Effects. Burner. 20 Lights. Elis and DJ Johnny Juice, Kaboom, The Underdog, In with the Old, Out with the New, J Diggs and Jacka, Mob Nation, Substantial and the Other Guys, The Past EP, Project Pat, Mr. Don't Play 2, Everything's Money, Action Bronson, who is a funny character, Mr. Wonderful, Rapper Big Pooh, Little Brother, Words Paint Pictures, Ludacris, Ludiversal, Death Grips, The Powers That Be, Mark Battles and Dizzy Wright, Lost in Reality, Wale, The Album About Nothing. I can go so deep into the title of that album. And Outside, Chasing a Ghost.
Hold on. You have to. You have to have the bombers album to shut up the noise behind that.
Yeah, but I mean, it's the artist and the title. It's almost like, are you setting yourself up?
Right, that's what I'm saying. It's like, you better know something that we don't know.
Right, no bullshit.
Like, you have better summon the spirits of Biggie and something better be going on.
Right.
I'm
not gonna underestimate the brother. I don't think I'm gonna take the chance to actually sort out and listen to it. If it happens to fall in my lap, then, you know, yeah, if something catches me, yeah, you know, I'm about supporting my DC artists or what have you. Absolutely. But you know, I mean, I'm still fair to myself. I'm not going to, you know.
In your list, did you mention King Kendrick?
No.
Yes, I think it's March 28th.
Okay,
23rd,
and it's definite. Something. It's yes. A definite. Okay. Kendrick Lamar.
Yes.
Great job. All right, you heard it by none other than your man Big B. Now we got some venue and concert. Just a couple of them. We got at the Belmont in Austin, Texas. For all our listeners in Texas, we have Raekwon and Ghostface Killah featuring your man Scarface. I would love to be there. That's on March 21st. That's a Saturday. So everybody that's in the Texas area, Austin, Texas area, anything close that can get you there in 30, 20, 15. I don't care if you in North Carolina want to go there and do your thing. Be at the Belmont on March 21st, 2015. Also, we have the Art of Cool Fest in 2015 in Durham, North Carolina. That is where I will be. So all my unmentionables, check me out there. I'm not going to have a banner saying that I'm there, but I will definitely tweet out pictures, Instagram pictures, and Facebook pictures for all those who may recognize me and be like, hey, that's Drew Baby from the IDS Network, The Un. All right, so the lineup is pretty long. It's between Friday and Sunday. Okay, we got Hypnotic Brass Ensemble, Roy Ayers, who is my man, Mad Sada, Chris Turner, Al Strong, Carlita Duran, Chris Bowers, Moonchild, Eve Cornelius, Jesse Boykins III. I would love to check him out. Kenny Garrett Quintet, Takuya Kurada, Robert Glasper Trio. That's one of the reasons why I want to be there. Soul Understand featuring Mavis Swan Poole, Mayamuna Youssef, a.k.a. Mumu Fresh.
You know how you were supposed to read that.
How was I supposed to say that? Mayamuna Youssef, a.k.a. Mumu Fresh. Anthony Hamilton, Ben Williams, and Sound Effect, Laura Reed, Sidewalk Chalk. Sidewalk Chalk. I need to check them out. One of the young artists, Miss Kenya, had a thread, a post about all of that. So I need to check out Sidewalk Chalk. Anyway, The Beast, Gretchen Pilato. Her voice is freaking awesome. Esther Rada, Butcher Bram, Bad, Bad, Not Good, Mark Carey, Snarky Puppy, and I want to check them out at Avery Sunshine on Sunday. So that is happening in Durham, North Carolina, April 24 through the 26th. Check it out. Find out hotel prices. Get your group girls together, your boys together, and go out and listen to some good music.
You know what I'm saying? Okay. Y'all drag your raggedy asses to the
bullshit.
See our double A every damn year.
No bullshit. To not see anything basketball.
To go thought hunting.
To go thought hunting. Thought search. Thought-tulators. Yes, all of that. And then some. We're going to burn that word in 2015, maybe towards the middle. I'm sick of the word thought. It's so befitting.
I'm sick of the fact that
every
time I hear the word thoughts,
you think somebody's saying,
I can't get your switching it to thought.
Thoughts. Yeah, I mean, that's what it sounded like y'all said. Nobody said thoughts.
Thank you.
Thoughts and thoughts. Don't say thought. True, I had a thought. Don't say that. I had a thought.
Unless I
it's
did.
Thought. You didn't say.
I'm saying unless I did.
Right, but you said thought. It was a thought, not a thought. You know. Anyway, I hate you. Anyway, so.
Uh-oh, knock on wood.
Oh, you said you hate me too? Aw. Look at the love. That is wonderful. One more thing. I want to say congratulations to Miss Kenya MJ Music. She is one of the unartists, the first female unartist of 2015. Her UK radio release, the album, track, and single, My Own Skin, was released today. And the official release is March 15th. 2015. So support your own. This young lady is doing big things. Follow her on Facebook, on Instagram, on Twitter.
And if you didn't get a chance to hear our interview with her, definitely go back and check it out.
Go back to January 15th on Martin Luther King's Day, 2015, and check out her interview and her music and follow that young lady. She's doing big things. All right, B. Well, look, we are going to take a brief break so we can breathe, because I said a lot. It was a lot of words that came out of my mouth. Hopefully y'all was able to follow, and we'll be back.
They would be hearing this if they had a pair of tweaked audio headphones.
Tweaked audio. IDS. 33% off. Free shipping. Lifetime warranty. Get you a pair.
Welcome back, y'all. It's your man, Big B. The Un. As if you didn't know. Drew. I don't know if you remember a while back, this topic was debated, fought over, screamed about, and the whole shit. There is either you were on one side of the fence or the other. Well, I guess no matter what side you were on, the judge has handed down his ruling in the case of Robin Thicke and Pharrell versus the Gay family. And the judge has ruled in favor of the Gay family to the tune of, I think it was 7.4 million dollars. $7.4 million, yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
I think you and I were both on the same side of the fence. You know, I guess my whole thing with that whole thing was, I kind of wish Robin didn't take the approach that he did in suing them early. To kind of block stuff or whatever. I don't know. I really feel like this could have been handled a lot differently. And I really felt like this could have been more of a celebration of Marvin than dragging another great song by two great artists.
Right.
Honoring a great artist.
Right.
You know, it is just so much. You just don't even, I don't even really, you know, you can like, now believe it or you want, but at least for me, I don't even get the same good feelings when I hear that song anymore.
Right.
Well, maybe that's just Doc butchering the fuck out of it on it.
Ooh, don't do that.
Okay.
Don't do that to Doc.
Hey.
No. Okay. No. Don't. I just feel like, I mean, what song out there doesn't have the same beat pattern, the same two-step, the same clubby vibe, you know, just it wasn't distasteful. You know what I'm saying? Don't get me wrong. When you hear it, it is a familiar sound.
Absolutely.
However, it is not.
It's not the same song.
The same song. And I think that was, it was more so, I think the family probably, I don't know how many of them was like saying, yeah, we need to go after them. But I think it was a bug put in their ear to kind of promote that, to push that you need to do something about it because they taking your dad's music or they taking, you know what I'm saying, Uncle Marvin music, whatever the case may be. I just don't feel like it was fair. And then I think for the fact that it was a white guy who, a soulful white cat who just made it what it was, you know what I'm saying, on top of that, I guess they felt disrespected. I don't know. Like I don't know. That was stupid. But they got what they if money could be put on that I guess they got what they wanted.
Well, I guess it was sort of reported that Pharrell and Robin pulled in about $5 million apiece in earnings from the song. So they're gonna have to give up $3.5 million of that a piece.
They ain't hurt. I think it's the principal, but
it is, and it's sad.
If you feel like you had to do that, then I hope you do well with this money.
Right.
You know, I hope you do well.
No doubt. On to other black eyes in the music industry.
Ooh, no, more like black mouths, like, you know, in the movies when they put the black shit over top of your teeth to show that it's missing. Yeah, these are actually missing. Angie Stone arrested for knocking out daughter's teeth. Oh, Angie Stone, Grammy-nominated singer who rose to fame with R&B hits such as Brother No Pain, No More Rain, I'm sorry, and Wish I Didn't Miss You. Yeah, Georgia County, DeKalb County, Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
However, she was arrested for a domestic aggravated assault. She was reported that her 30-year-old daughter, damn Angie, 30 years old with a 30-year-old daughter. However, Diamond Stone had wait a minute, because you know I'm getting this shit fresh off the presses. So maybe as I'm going into this, she may have deserved her teeth being knocked out. However, punched her several times in the face. Her daughter did this. Her 30-year-old daughter. Angie Stone is not known to be nobody's crackhead or whatever. However, that is your mama. And yeah. Anyway, she said that in her defense, she struck her daughter with a metal stand in the face, knocking her two front teeth out. They must have been on some knockdown, drag out on. I am not in defense. Okay. I'm not going to say that Angie should have took a metal piece of anything to knock her daughter out. Depending on how big her daughter is, and if her daughter was on something or whatever, and that's what she needed to use to take her out. However, she hit her in her face. But anyway, back to your daughter. You being disrespectful. You fight your mother. Your mother gave birth to you. You know what I'm saying? I don't care how bad shit is. You are not in a confined area where you are not able to leave. If she is pissing you off like that, get the fuck. That's how I felt. I'm going to bring something personal. I don't want it to be a downer or what have you. That's how I felt about the woman that killed my mom. If my mother was that irritating, whatever the situation is, ultimately, she was helping you out. You leave. You ain't got to live there. She helping you out. You rent free. Get the fuck. However, anyway, I digress. That woman right there, boo to Diamond Stone. I can't even see no excuse, no reason for you to even take it there with your mom. So,
Well, that definitely gives new meaning to All I Want for Christmas.
Here's my toothbrush. I can't stand you. You're wet. You're stupid.
You know, I'm sure at the time when Miss Stone picked up whatever that metal object was and hit her in her mouth, her first thought was, I sure could use a superhero right now.
Oh, stop it.
To defend me against my mama.
Oh, no.
She probably felt that, like, immediately when the whatever she said left her mouth. She was like, oh, Jesus, I need someone to protect me.
Stop it.
And how great would it have been if the Green Lantern showed up?
Oh, shit.
To protect her with his ring and be like, look, I'm not a comic book dude. I don't know how that nigga shit's like. I'll leave that to the comic book heads.
Yes. Shout out to my man DeAndre Truesdale. He is a comic book guy.
Okay.
Yeah. Government anyway, all out there. However.
So, speaking of Green Lantern, Common.
You talking about the Oscar winning Common?
Yes.
I
have my.
I used to love her, Common.
Yes.
In the basement with Dilla, Common.
Mm-hmm.
Started from the bottom. Now we here, Common.
God damn it!
I mean, that's what it is. He started from the bottom. Now he here.
How about that? So Common,
Drake.
He's like, he wouldn't mind taking a swing at the character, the Green Lantern. He said that he feels that this is something that black kids need to see. They need to see their heroes as African Americans.
Because the Green Lantern is.
And just not white folks. Mm-hmm.
The Green Lantern, the original one, is black. Mm. They turned him into a white character.
So, I mean, you know, I agree. I mean, I don't know what the whole... I mean, people make it seem like they gonna rewrite the whole, like it's gonna be Green Lantern in the hood or something.
Right, right.
You know, I don't know. I would love to see it. I think he could pull it off.
How do you feel about his acting? I mean, real quick, I think that it should be him because of his story, his background.
Mm-hmm.
And where he came from to where he is now and still being consistent and still being Common.
Right.
Common has not changed.
And either. The thing about it is, you know, if he didn't have superpowers at one time, he definitely has them now.
Right.
Because you're going to either need superpowers to deal with Erykah Badu, or after watching that ass walk around the house, you're going to need some superpowers to restrain. So he just might be that dude. Shout out Erykah Badu and those two little Mexican midgets that she's smuggling around.
What about
the country.
Serena? That's the one that he would like to do it all over again with via interview. Mm-hmm. If he could do it over again. She got two strong midgets traveling behind her ass too.
Well, see, here's the thing. I talked to Serena and, I'm just lying. I'm lying. And you know why I'm lying?
Why?
Because I don't want to talk about this shit anymore. We got a bomb ass guest that I want to get to.
How about it?
Can we just drop the mics and get out of this segment and just get into this,
boom!
This interview because.
Explosion!
That's where I'm at.
Yep.
So, call us what we want. Get your own fucking podcast if you don't like it. Yep. We'll be right back.
Who?
True Baby. Your man, BB.
Welcome back to The Un, T-H-E-E-U-N, and in the studio via Skype, as we always do it, we have an MC hailing from the Loo that goes by the name of Ms. That's MZ.007. Hey, how you be? You on now?
Hey.
How you doing?
I'm good.
I'm good. We good. I want you to introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about yourself before we start, you know, putting you under the microscope, the lamp, the heat lamp.
Well, as you all know, my name is Ms. 007. I am a female hip hop artist from St. Louis, Missouri, born and raised in Ferguson, and surrounding areas. I've been doing this about 6 years, and it's my full-time job. I'm a full-time artist. That's what I got going on.
That's what's up. Now, you know what? I know you had a birthday yesterday. Happy birthday. Turn up. Now, I was watching one of your interviews, and you said that people kind of put you on the scale of a female Notorious B.I.G. Why?
Probably, I don't know why. Actually, when I first started rapping, the people from the East Side used to just call me the female Biggie.
Okay.
And I would relate myself to that because he died on my birthday. Oh, wow. So I just kind of took it and ran with it.
That's the correlation. Okay. And then, and not to mention, my listeners are going to get to hear how this young lady spits, because I was in awe. I was like, I was watching the video via YouTube because my stepdaughter had it on her page, and I was like, let me click on it because I like to hear music and good music or whatever. And she was like ranting and raving about it on the post. So when I clicked on, I was like, damn, like I was in it. Like, mind you, I knew the hook before the song was even done. So I was like, and that's the song that we're gonna get into. I ain't gonna even name it, but anyway, that's my story about finding out about Ms. 007. Yeah, no doubt. Now, we got a thing that we do on the show where the producer and I, your man Big B, states what's in our rotation, what we are currently listening to, be it one song or be it five. What's just in your daily rotation, your monthly rotation when it comes to music?
Really anything Drake right now.
Oh, yeah?
Daily, I probably listen to Blessed and Energy. With him and Sean, Big Sean.
Okay. Left.
And Drake's Energy. I listen to those two every day.
What do you get from it? Is that your motivation, or is just you just like it because of the beat? You like what he's saying? Like, what is it about?
Kind of both lyrics, and I'm a Drake junkie right now.
Okay.
So, I mean, like I said, anything Drake, I'm listening close to, because I kind of tried to. Drake is right now at the top of my list of hip-hop artists. And so I kind of listen to, I just really listen to a lot of Drake more than anything. Okay. I mean, I try not to really listen to a whole before. I try not to listen to, especially when I started, because, you know, like my peers and the people that I've been working with in St. Louis and my friends who do the same thing I do, a lot of them are doing this a lot longer than me. So I tried when in the beginning, I tried not to really listen to a whole lot of other hip hop artists because I didn't really want to sound like anyone or take any lyrics or anything like that. So I refused to listen to any other hip hop or rap or anything when I first started. And then I fell in love with Rick Ross, and then I fell out of love with him. And then I just became a Drake junkie.
I like what you said as far as not, I'm going to let you get to it, B. I'm sorry. I like what you said about not listening to artists and hip hop or what have you, because you wanted to develop your own style. You know, coming up and coming in this game, only being 6 years young. What do you, for any aspiring artist that's trying to come up, do you think that was a good regimen for you?
Yeah.
For that person coming up.
Yeah, because it really allows you to be able to develop your own sound, and your own techniques and your own feel for beats and things of that nature. Now, there are a few things that I might, just to be funny here and there, or if I'm doing like a cover where I may do something where I may try to purposely maybe sound like someone, but or take their lyric and kind of like paraphrase it to my own sometimes. But I suggest it really, because especially where I'm from in St. Louis, a lot of people sound the same.
Okay.
Nice. Now, if you can, take us back to the moment where it finally, like, sunk in that this is the path that you want to choose. You knew 100% this is what I'm going to be doing. What, where were you? What were you doing? How did it hit you?
Well, I was in St. Louis, and at the time in St. Louis, they had like 3 or 4 maybe open mic nights and showcases a week. So when I first started, I actually was already friends with all the local DJs because I would cater parties at all the clubs, and I helped promote parties and stuff like that and throw parties. So I really had a good rapport with all the DJs and stuff like that. So somebody kind of really challenged me, and I was like, well, I really could, because I already know all the DJs. You know, they'll play me. You know, if I start rapping, they'll play my stuff. So what happened was, when I first recorded it and I went to my regular club night that we went to on a Thursday night at this club called Dante's, the host, they all know me. They all knew me. And I gave them the CD. I had it on the CD and asked them to play the CD. They had no idea what it was, who it was, or anything. And it was the very first song I wrote, was called You Like That. I think it's on my SoundCloud, if I'm not mistaken. And well, the video should be on YouTube for sure. But it's called You Like That, and they were kind of calling it a big girl anthem. And they played it in the club, and it went bananas. And the energy from that just kind of made me know that this was my lane. I mean, I grew up singing in church all my life and in gospel competitions and stuff like that through high school. But that just really wasn't my thing. I would really get really nervous, and I just couldn't do it. Singing just wasn't. I could sing, but at the time, Fantasia was out when I really was trying to be a singer, and I knew I couldn't beat Fantasia, so I just laid it down. I just didn't do it anymore. Because to me, you got to be able to beat the competition.
Yeah.
Like you said that, because I was sure I was about to tell you to go ahead and hit some.
Yeah, man. She got that rasp in her voice. Mm-hmm. It sounded like she could blow. So.
Yeah, a little bit.
You know, a little something. That's so humble. That was so cute. She said, yeah, a little bit. All right, we about to get to the first song. It's going to be Wake Up. Now, I want you to give us a little backdrop on the name of the song and where you at with it when you recorded it. You wrote it.
When I wrote it, I had just moved. Well, I actually was visiting my manager and producer in L.A. I had visited L.A. for the first time. I had a 2-week flight, and we just started writing. He actually sat there, produced the beat right in front of me as he produced it. I kind of wrote some stuff to it, and then we came up with the concept for the beat, and in a couple hours we had a song, and that kind of turned things around for me, because it kind of changed the style of how I rap too compared to when I started. So that's what happened. And Wake Up arrived. It kind of was my introduction to the world song, as I like to call it, because it kind of makes you wake up and pay attention to what's happened.
No doubt. I can't wait till they hear it. All right, so this is Wake Up.
Somebody get the motherfucking Q-tips out, nigga. Clean your ears. I go by the name Miss 007. If you ain't heard of me, you's a deaf nigga. Deaf nigga. Whistle blowing ass, you's a ref nigga. Ref nigga. I see you sleeping on me, time to wake up. Wake up. I see you sleeping on me, time to wake up. If you ain't heard of me, you's a deaf hoe. Fake bitches out here acting like an a-hole. sleeping on me, time to wake up. If you ain't heard of me, use a death hoe. Fake bitches out here acting like an a-hole. I see you sleeping on me, time to wake up. I see you sleeping on me, time to wake up. I am not a Barbie, I'm a princess hoe. Princess hoe. Goon shooting dice on my kitchen floor. Whistle blowing ass, you's a ref nigga. Ref nigga. I see you sleeping on me, time to wake up. Wake up. I see you sleeping on me, time to wake up. If you ain't heard of me, you's a death hoe. Fake bitches out here acting like an a-hole. I see you sleeping on me, time to wake up. I see you sleeping on me, time to wake up. I am not a Barbie, I'm a princess hoe. Princess hoe. Princess hoe. I'm not a Barbie, I'm a princess hoe. Princess hoe, princess hoe, princess hoe, princess hoe. I am not a Barbie, I'm a princess hoe. Princess hoe, princess hoe.
Man, that's that crank right there, man. Let me tell you something. If I wasn't afraid to pass out in the studio because I'm too hype and I'm drinking and I'm tired, I would have been up just now. That shit is so hard, young. I love it. I love pass it. I love it. Want. Huh? You said pass out
pass
if I
out
want.
You will be.
don't do it.
Performed that at on the east side of St. Louis last night at the one of the most ratchetest strip clubs in over there. And there was so many people in there, and it was like, oh my god, like.
That's tight. How does that feel? You know, how does that feel? Before I get to my next question, how does that feel? Because, like I said, I studied you. I did some research and I saw video footage and everything. How does that feel when the people receive you like that and just be like, yeah, they want 00. Like, yeah, bring that shit. How does that feel?
Yeah, an adrenaline rush, which is what keeps me doing it.
I can dig that. Now, let me go back a little bit, and I should have asked this then, but I was just taken in by everything that you were saying. You made mention, of course, that you didn't listen to anybody else. You wanted to develop your own style. Can you describe your sound to me and to my listeners?
Not other than it's my own. I will tell you this. I am jokingly in my mind sometimes. I don't even think I told my manager this before, but I kind of relate my sound more to maybe the feeling of it, not the hearing it, but the feeling of my sound to Tina Turner.
I can, you know what? I can receive that. I can receive that. I can receive that. And then the way you just broke it down, the feeling of it, because it's a feeling. It's a feeling.
Right. Right. If you go back and look at What's Love Got to Do with It, even when she was like, because times when I have to not be so, because my voice, even when I talk, is kind of hard, mm-hmm. And aggressive a little, but like even on the scene where she kind of was like, I'm going to do it nice and easy, and she kind of, feeling of how she wrote that song is kind of like the feeling of my everyday performance.
That's all right. That is all right. Now, excuse me. I wrote that, not wrote, I read, I'm sorry, that you used to write poetry. Now, is writing rhymes and poetry one and the same to you, or is it like a totally different style of writing when you write your poetry versus your rhymes?
I would have to say it's different. In some sense, I can understand why people can say it's the same, because you could almost say that rapping is like, I mean, because it's spoken word. And I mean, in a sense, you could say yeah, but I say no, because when I wrote poetry, it was more an emotional thing for me. Okay. When I rap, it's more of a, I feel like I've conquered some things more than trying to make some, because poetry is almost like, I done been through some stuff, I'm feeling bad about it, but I'm gonna get through it. Rapping is like,
I got through it.
Through some stuff, but I'm over that shit, and we about to get it. Like,
I can dig it.
Okay, so where do you feel the state of women in hip hop or rap or whatever is, and what makes you feel that it's ripe for the picking for you?
I think it's in a horrible state, because there aren't enough of us. It's 50 rap male rappers and barely 2 female rappers.
A half of one. That's what I think.
So it's like, what are we doing? Like, you're not even, to me, the category's not even set right. Mm-hmm. There's people that are considered rappers that to me are not. They're pop artists or other genres that are coming out that are like newer sounds and different things of that nature. But I mean, I think it's in a horrible state. I think that it should be an equal balance of male and females. It should not ever be a case where you gotta create some names to put in a award category with Nicki Minaj, knowing that these females haven't done anything in 5, 6, 10 years.
Right.
She should have real competition out here. There are a lot of talented women out here, mm-hmm, that are needed. And it's important for us to be a part of the hip hop culture. I mean, back in the day, it wasn't just one. You had MC Light, mm-hmm, and you had Salt and Pepper, and you had Queen Latifah, and you had Yoga, you had all these other people at the same time. Yeah. So it's like, and Missy Elliott. So it's like, why they could get together and do a song called Ladies Night, and Nicki Minaj may have to go get 6 female singers to even do a song, because it ain't nobody else for her to put on the song. So it's like, what? Or she's just standing with the guys all the time, and it's like, that's just not fair.
Yeah.
And I've even sat in a label exec's face and asked him, "Do you feel like I'm where hip hop needs, or what it needs?" And he was like, "Yeah." So it's like, I mean, people know it, but I think they're scared, and I think also the reputation of women. I kind of had a conversation with my manager about this too. The reputation of women and not letting their personal lives and things take over their ultimate goal. And or letting other opportunities take their music situation away from them. Like, for instance, Eve. She was an amazing female hip-hop artist. Mm-hmm. But once she got into modeling and acting, we ain't heard nothing from her. And her music was really for the people.
Right. You know what? It makes me wonder if it's a PR thing with these female artists or nah. You know, it's like, if you got the right PR, you got the right record company, it seems like whatever they're doing, they're pulling out the stops and getting you recognized. Now, for the people that are really spitting and saying something, I don't know if they are in these execs' office and they're like, look, nobody want to hear that right shit. We want to hear that ratchet shit. You know what I'm saying? And that person is actually backing down versus somebody like, look, I got something to say, and their words and their lyrics and everything is being proven, and they stand their ground and actually kind of like push through the door. I'm just wondering if it's that. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't really know. That's a good question. I don't really know.
All right, so we're going to get into the next song. Important, which is really hot right now. Been hot for a few. I'm just late, but I want my listeners to experiences. So tell me about Important.
Important, I did that last summer. I wrote the song with my producer. This one. By that time, I was living in LA. And it really only came about because he asked me in a studio session, when you're in the club or when you're out and about or whenever, how do you want to feel? How do you want your fans to feel when they hear your music? And I must have said Important. And the rest is really history. I mean, we Important now, like the whole world.
How about it? It's okay.
Drink, I'm important. Kisses on the cheek, I'm important. Mirrors on my hand, I'm important. I'm coming through, bitch, I'm gorgeous. 30 on the chain, I'm important. Nigga, where the champagne, I'm pouring. You already know I'm important. I'm important, bitch, I'm important. I'm important, bitch. Walking through the club, everybody know my damn name. Getting hella rich. Got a bottle in my hand, spend 30 on my damn chain. Big shit cracking, I got big shit cracking. Yeah. Talking about money, I got big shit stacking. Yeah. Talking about the weed, I got big shit packing. Yeah. Everybody fuck with me, I make big shit happen. I'm drunk and I'm hot. I need another bottle, bartender.
Bitch, I'm important. Ah, I need another bottle, bartender. That's my favorite part of the song. That's when I started to crank. That's when I was like, oh shit, this is my shit already. I called my stepdaughter. She was like, yeah, don't that shit crank. So yeah, that's my crank right there. That's my crank right there. Now, I seen that. I heard your now. Well, I'm sorry. I heard the song now on the mixtape with ASAP Ferg. And let me tell you something real quick. My favorite piece of your rhyme was, I'm not trying to be no rival, but I'm coming for the title. And I thought that was like a really strong statement. With that being said, who would you want to work with in the industry? Old school, OG, or current? Like, who would be your ideal, artist on a track?
Male and female.
Male or female. Both. However, yeah, I'd rather, yeah, both.
If I had to choose right now, today, I would say Missy Elliott.
Okay. And Drake. And Drake. Is that your MCM?
No. I don't even like him like that.
You got a question? I got. No, you wonder why? Hold on. I got one more.
Love his lit. Like he know, it's like football. He never fumbles the ball when it comes to bars.
I can receive that. I can receive that. You right. Whether you agree with it as a fan or a listener or not, you right. He has that.
He never fumbles the ball.
He has that ability.
He always has home runs.
Do you think it has a lot to do with, you know, a lot of these rappers, people don't know that their background, they're some of the really smart cats, like been to college and everything. And I think people get confused. I think it's the difference between a lyricist and a rapper and an artist and an entertainer. Like it's differences to me. You know what I'm saying? Because go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Just saying, me too. I was agreeing.
Yeah. And it's like with Drake, I think he got a little bit of everything. I feel like he's an artist. He's an entertainer. He's a lyricist. And he's a rapper. You know what I'm saying? Like, he can dumb it down. But you know what? He can...
Drake reminds me of the dude in high school that that has straight A's, valedictorian, but does... But keeps the worst company to kind of
stay relevant,
to stay relevant, or to bolster his image or what have you. And to me, what frustrates me about him and his music is, to me, it's almost we throw this term around so much, dumbing down. I think his company dumbs his. I feel he has so image. Much more to give, mm-hmm. Not his image, his okay. his lyric, his music. Okay. You know what I'm saying? And I honestly believe if he were to get in the booth with better company, there would be a better outcome.
Really?
Okay. Absolutely.
What would you suggest his company be?
Shit, I would love to see what happened if you put him in the room with Jay Electronica.
Okay. Okay. Oh yeah, okay. They actually did something at some point together on somebody's track, if I'm not mistaken, but it ain't nobody that's like real relevant per se. More on the underground tip. Okay, we gonna get into this last song before I get into some real fun shit before you have to go. Okay, the last song is Princess Stoner.
Stoner.
Yes.
On first
you
date.
Already know.
Life, baby.
Look, and I'm looking at you right now. Like I know she ain't. You. Yeah, I was saying you clear.
Unfortunately.
I'm glad you are though, because you may have been like, man, fuck this shit. They ain't even on time or anything. You know what I'm saying? So I'm glad you right. You get right afterwards. But go into Princess Stoner for me.
Look, I'm high as shit right now, okay? But turn down for what, alright? Look, I smoke more than Wiz Khalifa. My friends say that I'm a cheaper. I roll nothing but the best reefer. In Cali, it's way cheaper. Two rappers, I'm the Grim Reaper. Bitch, bye-bye, it's over now. The princess of hip-hop has arrived. Bow down. So fucking serious. I'm the hottest motherfucker spitting period. Niggas getting all moody when they're hearing this. Like a room full of bitches on their period. My flow cocky, no steroids. Stay flyer than a nigga in the airport. Fat chick, pretty face, and feisty. And I roll that weed up nicely. I'm a princess stoner. Yeah. I'm a princess stoner. Yeah. I'm a princess stoner. I'm rolling as I go. I'm a princess stoner. Bitch. I'm a princess stoner. Bitch. I'm a princess stoner. Yeah. I'm rolling as I go. Go. Bitch, I'm flight high.
I'm flight.
Bitch, I'm flight high.
I'm flight.
Bitch, I'm flight high. I'm rolling as I go. Bitch, I'm flight high.
I'm flight.
Bitch, I'm flight high.
I'm flight.
Bitch, I'm flight high. I'm rolling as I go. I smoke weed like Snoop Dogg. Don't like my blunts, roll chute loose. Got extendos of that Fruit Loop. My tights, my shoes, they too cute. Now I'm eating off my own grind. Won't let you hoes blow my high. You know I be on cloud nine. And my watches stay on low time. I'm so fucking serious. Running on these boys, no periods. Killing all these cats who curious. I smoke till I'm delirious. My flow cocky, no steroids. Stay flyer than a nigga in the airport. Fat chick, pretty face, and feisty. And I roll that weed up nice because I'm a princess stoner. Yeah. I'm a princess stoner. Yeah. I'm a princess stoner. Yeah. I'm rolling as I go. I'm a princess stoner. Bitch. I'm a princess stoner. Bitch. I'm a princess stoner. Yeah. I'm rolling as I go. Bitch, I'm fly high.
I'm fly.
Bitch, I'm fly high.
I'm fly.
Bitch, I'm fly high. I'm rolling as I go. Bitch, I'm fly high.
I'm fly.
Bitch, I'm fly high.
I'm fly.
Bitch, I'm fly high. I'm rolling as I go.
That's a bounce too. That's a bounce. I know you see me over here bouncing. I don't know if it's delayed, but I'm bouncing. Now I got one more quick question before I get into some slight fun shit for a hot minute. What do you hope to accomplish with your music?
I hope to change lives. Sometimes I'll be preaching.
Okay. Life changing.
What you saying?
A little life changing.
That's what I tell the guys. That's what I be telling the boys.
Yes.
Yes. but seriously, I just want to motivate people and, you know, inspire people to be whatever they want to be. Like, it took me a long time to get to where I am mentally and emotionally and spiritually. And I'm in a good place, and I just want to spread that same love. Like, I want people to be happy and people to enjoy life. And for some reason, when I'm down and then I go perform somewhere or I post something, a picture of something, and people compliment me, that kind of is what keeps me alive. So it's like, it kind of works like, I don't even know how to explain it, but it kind of works like
therapeutic.
I'm doing it to help people, mm-hmm. but their reaction is what helps me and keeps me level.
Okay, I got you.
Miss 007.
Yes.
It sounds like you have a lot of fun in the booth. Is that the case, or is it a grind? Because when I listen to your lyrics, you have something that a lot of entertainers, established or upcoming, don't have and don't realize you need to have, and it just sounds like if someone could have been in the studio when you were recording, it sounded like you just recorded that like. A party just broke out. You know what I'm saying? Like, you were just having fun, and you were just doing this because it was just something you needed to just get done real quick. You know what I'm saying? And I mean, you hear the inflections in your voice, and it just sounds like, you know, I roll out of bed and I just drop this one real quick, and you know.
Well, it ain't that easy.
Don't never let you sweat. Don't never let them see you sweat.
It's not a sweat. It's just that I'm happier on stage. I don't like to, how can I say, be in controlled environments all the time. Mm-hmm. And sometimes the studio is a controlled environment.
It sounds like you should read between the lines on that one. You trying to tell us something? Okay. See, you're working the dimples. Don't say shit. You know what I'm saying?
No, but really, I do. I mean, usually when I'm in the studio, it's just my producer and I, who is also my brother. Oh, so it can, he's hard on me. So it's not strenuous. We do have fun, but when it's crunch time, it's crunch time. I got to get things done. I got to get it done. Like, I just got to get it done. And it'd be a controlled environment sometimes.
You like to be on your own time and like to be free flowing.
Exactly. Because I do like to play around. Like, there's things I got to have fun. That is my personality. But I can't really do that in the studio. It's a controlled environment.
Nice.
Okay. Well, go ahead, baby.
I probably could smoke, but no kicking it. Like, yeah. I ain't never recorded, and it was all my friend, a whole bunch of people was there. And, no.
Right.
Really? Yeah, absolutely. Do you think that you'll be able to do that?
Of course.
Oh, okay, cool. Would it make it feel more like a stage type environment if you got friends or what have you that's in there with you?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think it'll be the same, really. I don't think anything could change. I think that I'll probably get in a little more trouble for being silly.
And see, I think that's important that you put that out there, that it is a grind and it is hard work. But I'm just amazed at how it translates through your voice. That, mm-hmm. I mean, it just literally sounds like it was a party going on. Mm-hmm. And by the way, I'm going to drop these lyrics in the middle of this party. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And that's amazing, because a lot of stuff that we hear, whether it's on the radio, whether it's underground, whatever, it just sounds so forced. It sounds so
controlled,
somebody got their foot on your back and make keeping you at that mic to do this, and it just, to you, it just sounds like, you know, you literally just walked cleaning off the street, you know, and just put it down and like, all right, y'all, let's, you know, on to the party or whatever, you know just something? It sounds so natural and free flowing.
That's an idea. Your next video should be that. You know what I'm saying? You should be on some regular shit, and then you just like, you rapping and you just go into the studio, drop your verse, walk out. I know it's been done before, but I think it'd be better if you did it.
Like that Wayne video where he walking backstage at the awards and stuff?
Yeah. But it'd be Miss 007, because I don't want to see Lil Wayne. I need to see some females. I'm a strong advocate for female lyricists and artists and especially production, because I wanted to get into production. I love music. I love the sound of music. Music is so therapeutic to me, you know? And I want to see and hear more female productions. Women behind them boys making some banging ass beats and music in general. I need to see more of that. Maybe I just need to step my shit up. But anyway, as I digress, I'm going to throw out five, it could be a phrase, word, or whatever, and I want you to give me the first word that comes to mind, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You ready for this?
Yes.
Okay, Iggy Azalea.
Ugh.
Okay. Shit! Yes, I love honesty. Okay, Ferguson.
Home.
Weed.
Life.
Empire.
Me.
Yes. Important.
Me.
Yes. That concludes my five. Now, look, before you go, baby, I really appreciate you being on here today. It's been a lot in the background, but you are here. I want you to tell all of my unmentionables, my listeners, how they can contact you, stalk you, follow you, whatever. Give them all that information.
Well, if you want to follow me and actually talk to me, you need to be on my Instagram. I talk to all my Instagram followers. I follow most of them back if they say some impactful things to me that encourage me, or I follow most of them back. So it's MZ as a zebra, MZ007 Music, Miss 007 Music. I'm also on Twitter a lot. I'm also on my Facebook, Miss 007 of the Lou. Princess of the Lou, I'm sorry. Miss 007 Princess of the Lou. And that's about it. Of course, my SoundCloud is the same as Instagram and Twitter, Ms. 007 Music. If you want to hear anything else, my warm-ups, a lot of those warm-ups that are on my SoundCloud are actually from my mixtape that I did a few years ago called The Notorious Warm-Up, in dedication to Notorious B.I.G.
That's what's up.
So, you can check out extra verses and 16s that I put on there on my SoundCloud, and that's about it. Okay. I'm on Twitter, Instagram, and Twitter every day, all day.
I'm gonna send you a friend. I'm gonna send you a follow request on Instagram. I'm in deep baby, and that's BEYBE, because you know they wouldn't let you say BABY on Facebook, so I just carried that shit over to in deep. The letter N, DEEPBEYBE. So when you see that, which will probably come in the next about 15, 20
on
minutes.
On Facebook or Instagram?
On Instagram. I'm Keani Drew on Facebook, because I sent you a message.
Right.
Through my name. So I also have a show page, but you're going to get all that in a second. Now, do you have anything coming up, any shows coming up? Because we got listeners everywhere. So any shows, anything coming up, you can let my listeners know.
I don't have any scheduled shows right now. The only scheduled shows I have were the ones for my birthday last night.
Okay.
But I do actually, I just signed a huge TV deal with Fishbowl Media. And so I have a TV situation coming out really, really soon. Nice. We've gone with WeTV as the network.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd be definitely looking out for me doing some TV stuff really, really soon.
Nice, nice, nice. That's what's up. It got to be in full effect, because you were able to even say that it was going to happen. So y'all need to look out for me.
It's official. It's happening.
That's what's up.
I'm talking back.
That's what's up. Look out for Ms. 007. Okay, now is the time that I must bid you adieu, so you can do your thing and keep me in mind as you're doing it. I want to thank you. I want to thank you for coming on once again. This is exciting, because you are my second and only female artist, but the second one for this year. So that is awesome, because all of my artists that I've interviewed were men. Groups of men, one man, two, five. It's always been men. So big ups to you for being my first female artist. Rapping artist on The Un, so I appreciate you for that. So we gonna say goodbye.
Well, it kind of feels good not to have a whole bunch of sweaty niggas
I know
drooling all over you while we trying
don't
to get
do that
done.
Don't do that.
So see, when we have ladies in here, I'm professional
when I have women in here.
No, oh, I am. Yeah.
Yeah, because you sometimes you don't know how to act.
I don't be harassing the female.
He was talking about your dimples, probably because he got dimples too. Oh, just as deep as yours.
You did say
I wish you could
dimples.
See it though. No, I said dimples.
It sounded like nipples and
right. Right.
Both of y'all nasty as hell. So, we're gonna be right back. Thank you once again, boo.
Thank you.
What a ride. I enjoy bringing y'all news, tunes, and artists that you can check out and research. And when you find out about that artist, you can find out about another artist and another artist after that. And you can spread the word just like I do and tell them, Drew Baby sent ya. Thank you so much for taking this ride with me and your man, Big B.
Mm-hmm.
We got a lot of mo.
Stop it.
Yeah, I know, right? I love him. Anyway, we got artists coming up this year. It's big things popping. Just like our artist said, she got big things popping. Listen to Miss 007. I want to thank her for coming on.
Absolutely.
Such a boost, because I enjoy her energy. I saw that when I first saw her some months back. Shout out to her manager, who has been patient and been consistent in keeping up with me on getting her on the show. So shout out to him. Yeah, it's about that time. It's about that time. You know how we do. Want to thank you for listening. Spread the word. Share it. Like, love, share. Hashtag IDS. The Un. I'm going.